Hey guys,
welcome back. It's Tiffany from Rise from the Ashes LLC. And if you're tuning in, that means that you've probably heard my last episode. And thanks is all I can say. Because if you're back, that means I must have did something right. Because I know the other episode, I was all over the place, but I was pissed. But I swear, I'm not normally that crazy sounding. I was just very passionate about that subject. Because if you're like me, I know you probably get tired of, you know, dealing with narcissists, especially if you're an empath like me, because that's all we seem to attract. But enough about that negative energy. And speaking of energies, that is what this episode is going to be about. So I am an energy coach, and recently I've learned so much about energies, and that's why I decided to become an energy coach, because I want to teach others the same thing that I've learned. So I know growing up, if you're like me, you know, I was taught to, well, my grandmother pretty much raised me, but she like instilled it into my head, you know, always be independent, never depend on a man, you know, always do everything yourself. And I mean, I was always stubborn like that. I've always wanted to do things on my own and by myself. You know, even as a child, you know, that was just me. But, you know, having this information instilled in me constantly, I didn't realize at the time, but all of those are masculine energies. And after learning about energies and how they work, it really explains a lot as to why I wasn't able to actually like receive good things, like, you know, money or good men or anything like that. It was because I was portraying all of this masculine energy. So those of you that don't know about energy, so everybody has two different energies. We have a masculine and we have a feminine. Now, you know, your masculine energy translates to qualities like drive, independence, aggression, arrogance, competitiveness, confidence, which isn't a bad thing, because you also need that, you know, that confidence as a woman as well. But they're all, you know, is what we were told that it was required to succeed in today's world. And they're not bad traits. We all need to use, you know, both of them in a balance. But I was constantly in my masculine energy, you know, and generally with energies, you attract the opposite. It's kind of like a battery, how you have your positive and your negative. But it's still, you know, you still, it makes a whole, and it you attract your opposites pretty much. So it explains why, you know, I was attracting these men that I basically had to take care of, you know, that I was like, I wore the pants in the family, you know. And I don't know about you, but I mean, as women, you know, we want somebody to take care of us every once in a while, you know. It does, you know, and I believe in equal give and take as far as relationships goes. But that's what I was attracting, and it explains so much. Once I learned about energies and how basically we're all connected, and, you know, by our energies, by frequencies, you know, the universe is all energy. And, you know, it's also what you put your mind into, because your mind is also what's controlling a lot of these energies as well. So once I learned how to, you know, tap more into my feminine energies, I'm telling you, everything changed. So for example, when I first started practicing this, and I shit you not, within 2 days, I received 40 friend requests on Facebook from men, all men, 40 of them in 2 days. I was like, holy shit, I'm not looking for a man. I'm single. I enjoy being single. I, you know, I'm happy with myself. I can, you know, I'm happy being alone, and I'm not lonely. I'm alone. So there is a difference. And I have my friends and things like that. But anyways, I wasn't even looking, but that just proved to me once I started tapping into those, how powerful your energies are, you know, and they don't call it the divine universe for nothing. We need to remember who the fuck we are. You know, we should not be chasing, for one, no man ever. You know, if anything, they need to realize, you know, we shouldn't be afraid to lose them. They should be afraid to lose us. You know, we are creators. We are nurturers. Without us, there would be no human race, you know? And we seriously are more powerful as women than we realize. So also, you know, if you notice, not if you notice, but how do I explain this? So I was taught, you know, if your left hand is itching, that means you're receiving money. Whereas if your right hand's itching, you're spending money. Well, believe it or not, your masculine energy is on your right side. That's your giving. Your left side is your feminine energy. So if you're, you know, constantly digging and tapping into your masculine energies, that's a reason, another reason why you're not receiving anything. As far as, you know, the universe, when I tell you the universe wants to give you abundance, it really does, but you have to be open to receive it, which means tapping into those feminine energies. And I'm going to give you some tips on how to do that as well. But, you know, you have to be open to receiving. So we have the power to receive it, to amplify it, and to give it back, you know, but we have to be open to it, you know. So allow yourself to receive more. And what I mean by this is, you know, if you're in a relationship or if you're dating, you know, if a man offers to pay for anything or to do anything for you, let him do it. Don't say, oh no, I got it. Don't worry about it. You know, I'm an independent woman. A masculine energy is about giving. Let him be a man and dip in his, because he's probably in his masculine energies. If you're on a date or in a relationship, let him give to you and just be appreciative and just say thank you. Trust me, you know, I know how hard it is because, like I said, I was raised to be independent and I was stubborn as a fucking mule. It's like, nope, I got it myself. I don't need your fucking help. I can do it. I also hated asking for help. I hated asking for anything because, for one, it makes you feel, you know, weak. It makes you feel vulnerable, that you need help. But in all actuality, it helps, you know, to ask for help. You know, being vulnerable is not a weakness. It's a strength. It really takes a lot of strength to be vulnerable. Also, what you can do is, you know, with starting to turn it, you know, tap into your feminine energies, is to, you know, be softer, you know, calm down a little bit. And, you know, if you've heard my last one, I talk fast. Everybody that I come in contact with, I talk fast. And it's because, like I said, my brain goes a mile a minute. And, you know, I can't spit it out or I'll forget. If you're like me, I swear, I'll forget what the hell I was thinking if I don't hurry up and spit it out. So I've always been a fast talker. But tapping into your feminine energies, you just kind of relax a little bit more and you slow down. Also, you know, okay, so here are some tips that can help you, you know, dip into those feminine energies. So for one, you know, get creative. So with your feminine energies, it's not about what you can achieve. It's not what goal you can reach. It's all about co-creating. You know, we are creators, by the way. You know, we give birth to children every fucking day. So it involves more flow, with your creative, more music, more fun, more gentleness. And what I do is, you know, if you've ever seen any of my websites, I constantly have earphones in my head, you know, in my ears. I love music, and music therapy is what I'm going to be incorporating in my course as well, because that, you know, music is amazing. Seriously. I mean, it just touches me on a different level. But I also, you know, when I'm, you know, cleaning or, you know, walking around the house, I'll start dancing, because your feminine energies is all about flow. It's always flowing. It's always moving. So whereas your masculine is like so stiff and so, you know, uptight. So, you know, start moving your body more. Open up those chakras, because your feminine shit is blocked. You know, start getting, you know, the flow. Start laughing more. You know, find things that make you laugh, make you smile, and, you know, enjoy those things. Treat yourself. You know, I was taught that, you know, it was always about everybody else. You know, don't be selfish. Love this person or care about that person. You know, give them this and give them that. It was always, you know, if you thought about yourself, you felt guilty. You know, I mean, my youngest daughter's father used to get on me all the time about buying stuff for myself, because I never bought anything for myself. It was always for my kids, or it was always paying bills or buying groceries, or, you know, about him. I always felt guilty, you know, about buying myself something. Whereas recently, you know, I treat myself once a month. I am a natural blonde. So if you look in my pictures, you'll see I'm a redhead now. Once a month, I get my hair done. That, and you know, it's expensive, but hey, once I learned that I deserve that shit, I do fucking deserve it. You know, I deserve to be happy. I deserve to, you know, love myself and boost my own confidence. There is nothing wrong with that. And again, it took me, you know, 38 years to finally realize it, but you know, it's not selfish. Taking care of yourself should actually be a priority. It should be the number one thing on your list. So buy yourself something. The kids will be okay. And you know, if it comes down to where, you know, if they eat or you buy yourself something, of course get them something to eat, but you get what I'm saying. You know, they don't need those fucking $100 pairs of shoes. They don't need these Apple phones and, you know, all these fucking tablets and shit. You know, if you're my age, did you have that shit growing up? And you've probably turned out just fine, you know, without it. Shit, tell them to go outside and play. But, you know, treat yourself. Hang out with your girlfriends. Hang out, get some more of that feminine energy around you. And, you know, get into that. Be playful. You know, shit, when was the last time, you know, if you're so serious all the time, when was the last time you just looked at somebody and just gave them a weird face, or, you know, stuck your tongue out at them, or just started dancing like a goofball? It's fucking hilarious, and I'm telling you, people start smiling, and I'm serious, like, smiling is contagious, if you didn't notice. And, you know, kindness brings kindness, but, you know, there's nothing wrong with being a goofball. I'm a fucking weirdo, and I'm proud of it. I will go out dancing in the middle of Walmart. I don't give a shit, because you know what? It also, you know, it's exuberating my feminine energies, and it's also getting other people to relax as well. So, you know, do some of these things, and let me see if I can get you some other tips. So, all right. So there's actually some exercises that you can do. So, you know, like I said, get moving. Feminine energy is a moving energy. So if you notice that, you know, they name every fucking hurricane after women's names, it's because it's always, you know, we're powerful, and, you know, they're all perfect metaphors for feminine energy, the ocean, hurricanes, weather patterns, because they're constantly in motion. They're always changing and they're always shifting. So if you've been stuck at an office desk, or if you felt physically stagnant, get up and get moving, you know? Go for a walk, be out in nature, dance around your house, pump that music up, because I'm telling you, also the kids are going to love it. My daughter dances with me all the time. She's 7. She fucking loves it. But, you know, that's when your feminine energy will be activated, is when you move. You can't just sit there in a rut. Get to moving, you know? Let's see. So, yeah, just, you know, prioritize receiving. You know, try to get, you know, say thank you. Even if, you know, you have more money than him. If a man offers something, take it. There ain't no shame in your game, and it is not showing you as weak. Just say thank you, because that, I'm telling you, if a man is offering, that means he wants to do this, and that's going to actually make him happy. Let the man be happy. Let him do shit for you, you know? Connect with those closest to you. So, you know, the feminine connects largely through verbal communication, whereas the masculine is connected largely through, you know, touch and sexual access, obviously. But, you know, we're, you know, verbal. So talk with people. Hell, if you need to talk to me, fucking just, you know, schedule a session with me. And if that's all you want to do is just talk, it's free. You know, your first breakthrough session, it's free. You get 30 minutes. So get 30 minutes, just, you know, talk. I'm a great listener. And, you know, turn the TV off. I can't remember the last time I turned the fucking TV on. It's been months since I've watched TV. And just call somebody just to chit chat and say, hey, you know. Also, you know, indulge in your senses. So your masculine energy, it gets lost in thought, because a masculine energy is very analytical, whereas feminine is creative, and it's in our senses. So, you know, take yourself out to dinner, or, you know, when the kids go to sleep at night, indulge a little bit, you know, and indulge your palate with, you know, decadent foods that you love, or, you know, play the music that you know, are your favorite, or feel things, you know, wrap a cozy blanket around you. Just get in the current moment and, you know, get those senses, get out of your head, and, you know, get those other senses flowing, you know, and it keeps you in that present moment. And that's, you know, that's another episode, that I'll go into about, you know, trying to stay present. But, you know, get out of your head, get into your body, and, you know, living in your body and making your life, you know, more sensually oriented, that's going to help as well. So, also create things, you know, like I said, get into your creative mode. So masculine energy, again, is a destructive energy, where a feminine energy is always creative. Again, we create life. We are constant creators. That's, again, why the universe is called the divine universe. It's a creator, you know? So do things that, you know, you love, you know, paint, or write in your journal, write a song, or, you know, make food, or, you know, bake. I know when I'm stressed out, baking is my go-to, or cleaning. When I'm really pissed, if you see me like deep cleaning my house, you know, I'm fucking pissed, and it helps clear my head. But it, you know, get moving and let go of any type of, you know, expectations. You know, if you are just writing, just write what's in your head. You know, don't expect an outcome, or, you know, for it to be perfect. Just start writing. If you're painting, who cares what it's going to look like? Just start painting. You know, if you're singing, I sound like a drowned cat, but I still sing. I don't give a shit, because, you know, it's vocalizing. It's getting my feminine energies out. I will sing to the top of my lungs, and I will sing in the car. I will dance in the car. I love dancing in the car, and it cracks people up. And, you know, ultimately, your feminine energy, you know, is often considered to be the less valuable of the two energies in our society, when, you know, reality, they say neither one beats the other one. You know, they should be equal. I say our feminine energies are more powerful, because we have the best of both worlds. We can put on that masculine energy, but we can also, you know, have that softer side. But the feminine energies, you know, I think are more powerful. And the sooner we all realize it, the sooner we're going to run this fucking place. So, You know, if you spend your entire life sprinting towards an imaginary finish line without stopping to remember, to feel, and to love, and to enjoy, you're really going to have lived an empty life with regrets. So it's good to be goal-oriented, and it's good to be goal-driven, and it's good to, you know, be a fighter and a warrior and think, you know, we can do anything a man can do, but just stop for a second and take a look around and just, you know, stay in that present moment, you know, enjoy yourself, get out in nature, go for a walk. It's starting, you know, springtime's coming up. Go outside and just go for a walk, you know, and without being on your goddamn phones. I'm telling you, it's crazy how many people are on their damn phones nowadays. I go to the DMV, and I know I'm getting off course, but, you know, you've learned to, you know, this about me. Ha! I go to the DMV today, and I put my headphones in. Like I said, I constantly listen to headphones. That's how I also keep grounded with my energies, is I stay out of my head, and also, you know, it keeps me from absorbing other people's energies because I'm an empath. So I absorb all their shit. But just looking around, everybody's got their heads down and their phone. And I'm just, you know, and I just start bebopping to my own beat. Some people started smiling at me and finally got out of their phones and shit, you know. But, you know, just, it's crazy. I didn't even get my first cell phone until I was 18. And I forgot how much fun I had as a teenager, you know, without a goddamn phone. I was outside playing all the time. And that's probably why, you know, I had fun. And I wasn't as stressed out, you know. Don't worry about what tomorrow is going to bring. Tomorrow is going to come when it comes. Stay in the present moment. You know, relax a little bit. And like I said, if you're a single mom, I know how tough that is to get a moment to relax. So when we get them, you know, we take full advantage. But, you know, relax in a bubble bath. Light some candles. Put on, you know, put some essential oils in that bitch and, you know, relax for a minute, you know. And like I said, just have fun. Don't worry about what tomorrow is going to bring. Because I'm telling you, like I said, once I learned to trust in the universe, I'm the happiest I've ever been. Seriously. And I mean, I'm still growing, and I'm still, you know, it's a practice that I have to do every single day because, again, 38 years of masculine energies. I feel like I have to work if I'm going to make it any type of success. But I've realized when I don't work, because I'm so frustrated with everything, because it's not working out the way I want it to, when I just take a break and say, fuck it, that's when shit happens. Seriously. So that's a daily constant everything, because I'm always in that mindset to work, because we've been taught to work hard if we want anything. No, you don't. Enjoy life. Like I said, the universe wants to provide it, but you have to be open to receive it. You know, if you believe in chakras, clear out them chakras. They could be blocked. I got some bracelets on my website for, you know, they're cheap. They're $8, but they work. I wear mine on my left hand every time because, again, that's your left hand you're receiving. Wear it on your left hand and, you know, meditate. And meditation is, you know, overrated. All meditation is just clearing out your mind. That's all it is. It's not stressing. It's not worrying. You can even do it for 5 or 10 minutes. All it is just clearing your head and just breathing. Listen to yourself breathe. Take deep breaths in and out. You can listen to music. You don't have to listen to music. But trust me, it works. 3 deep breaths in and out is amazing. But like I said, I mean, and it's all because we were just taught wrong about energies. And the, you know, I know generations ago when our ancestors were fighting, you know, for women's rights, you know, years ago, you know, they had to put on that masculine energy, and it just kind of trickled down from generations to generations. And that's probably why there's so many problems, you know, with men and women fighting nowadays, is because they're both portraying so many masculine energy, you know. Now, you know, when I don't even let people piss me off, I just sit there and smile at them. Sometimes I'll blow a kiss at them, but don't let them trigger you, because that's putting into your masculine energy. Dip into that feminine energy, smile, laugh, you know, get goofy, be stupid, who cares? You know, be yourself, be authentic. Who gives a fuck what other people are thinking about you? Because there are plenty of other people that love you just the way you are. I, for one of them, you know, I'm all about, you know, loving everybody, but, you know, I'm all about empowering women. And I do not judge at all, because, like I said, if you listen to my my last podcast, shit, people probably think I'm crazy, but you know what? I don't care what people think. Once you stop thinking, you know, caring what other people think too, and just being yourself, you will attract the right people. Why? Because of energy. Your energy will bring to you what you are giving out. See what I'm saying? So, I'm not going to keep you guys for a whole hour. I think this one's only maybe 30 minutes, but I'm going to post some things, probably on my website. I think I'm going to create a page for resources. And, you know, on my website, it's www.2risefromtheashes.com. You can go to my Facebook page for the chakra bracelets. I might put them on my website. I'm not sure. But for right now, it's on my Facebook page, my Facebook business page. It's a to Rise from the Ashes, or it's Rise from the Ashes LLC. But send me a friend request, come like my page. I post some good shit on there. And you know, you are a warrior, you're a survivor, you've survived this long. Don't forget who the fuck you are, ladies. And I know some gentlemen are listening to my shit, you know, don't forget who you are either. Don't let anybody walk all over you. But you know, remember that, don't chase anybody. Don't try to change yourself for them, for the man. They should, you know, don't risk losing them. They should be, you know, worried about losing you. You are the prize. And the sooner you get that in your head, the better life will be. Just remember, you are the prize. You know, men wouldn't be here if it wasn't for us. Listen to Beyonce's, you know, Run the World, because, you know, we do run this shit. We have the best of everything. And her lyrics even go into, you know, we have the brains to make these millions. You know, we have the strength to birth these children and still get back to business. You know, we are so fucking strong. And we can also have that sensual side, that sexual side. You know, another way to get into your feminine energy is dress up. Even if you're sitting at home due to COVID, who the fuck cares? Dress up, do your hair, put some makeup on, feel what, you know, do what makes you feel good about yourself. If that dress has been in there, if it's a, you know, a tight black dress, wear it, girl. Do your makeup. It doesn't matter if you're seeing anybody, if you're home alone like me, do it for yourself. It'll make you feel better. Makes you feel confident and sexy and beautiful, which you already are without it. But, you know, the sooner you realize that, the better. And it's going to take some time. It really does take time to truly love yourself. Another word of advice before I let y'all go. Every day, say it once, at least once a day out loud. Even if you're in the shower or, you know, by yourself, just say, I am enough. Because a lot of times we think we're not enough. And girl, you are enough. So every day, because also what you say out, you know, is what your mind believes. Don't even say anything negative. Just every day, I am enough. Because you are enough. But you got to believe it. And in order for you to believe it, you have to say it. Because that's when your brain's going to pick up on it. So every day, at least once a day, if you got to make little post-it notes, or, you know, set a timer on your phone, do it. I just, and you have to say, I am enough. I am beautiful. I am amazing. I deserve the very best. Say those types of affirmations, and I'm telling you, it will change your life. So it's been 30 minutes. Thank you for tuning in today. And I'm going to give you some more tips another time. Hopefully it won't take, you know, longer than a week. You know, shit's been happening. It's just been busy. Single mom life, you know, but it's okay. You know, I love life. One more thing, to help tap into your feminine energies is just be grateful for what you do have, because I guarantee you there's somebody that has far less. So just be grateful for the little things. Write them down. Say it out loud. You know, I'm grateful for, you know, to be able to have a roof over my head, because there's people that don't. I'm grateful that I am, you know, have food on my table, because again, there's people that don't. I'm grateful that I have a car, that, you know, I have wonderful kids that love me, because some parents don't have kids that love them, you know? Just think about shit like that, you know? Be grateful for the little things. It doesn't matter how small it is, just be grateful for it, because I guarantee you there's somebody that doesn't have it. So just be grateful that you have, and that's another way to tap into your feminine energies, and smile. Even if that person is pissing you off, just smile. That'll piss them off even more. Blow them a kiss. That's what I do. Mwah. How you doing? All right, babe. That'll piss them off even more. And I'm telling you, or it'll make them laugh if it's, you know, during an argument. That's fun. They're like pissed off and everything. And you're sitting there looking at them. You smile and you just blow them a kiss. It'll either piss them off or it'll make them smile. Either way, you know, fuck it. Have fun. You know, that's what life should be about. Have fun. Relax, enjoy yourself. So until next time, stay beautiful, stay woke. And, you know, like I said, you are amazing, you are strong, you are beautiful, and you deserve the best. Later.